From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Chi Abili reporting. The FBI reportedly obtained a secret order, court order last year to monitor the communications of then-presidential candidate Donald Trump's advisor. The Washington Post reports the FBI and Justice Department were able to secure a FISA warrant after convincing a judge there was probable cause that Carter Page was acting as an agent of a foreign power, in this case, Russia. Last month, FBI Director James Comey acknowledged his agency had launched an investigation into whether members of Trump's campaign colluded with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. intelligence officials believe Moscow intervened to sway the election in favor of Trump. Russian President Vladimir Putin met Wednesday with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. The Russian leader talked with the top U.S. diplomat after Tillerson sparred with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov about Russia's support for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and last week's U.S. missile attack on Syria. Putin expressed a negative view of U.S.-Russian relations in an interview with a state television. He said the level of state trust at the working level, especially at the military level, has not become better but most likely has degraded. President Donald Trump appears to be offering a grand bargain to Chinese President Xi Jinping in which each should get something he dearly wants. An assurance of economic stability in China ahead of a critical Communist Party Congress in exchange for Chinese help in halting North Korea's nuclear programs. The offer has come in a burst of TV interviews and social media posts. This is VOA News. The recent gas attack in Syria has resurrected Russian-Turkish tensions over that country. Turkey is again calling for the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the creation of safe areas and no-fly zones. But as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, renewed tensions between Russia and Turkey could cost Ankara economically.
Ankara's robust stance against the Syrian regime has brought a swift response from Moscow regarding the Turkish economy. The Russian Union of Travel Industry warned Monday that an embargo on charter flights to Turkish holiday resorts could be reintroduced. The embargo, which only recently was lifted, was part of tough economic sanctions enforced by Moscow after Turkish jets downed a Russian bomber operating from a Syrian airbase in 2015. Political columnist Semi Idiz of Al Monitor website warns Ankara has to tread carefully.
I don't think it can afford another crisis with Russia, especially from the economic dimension, just as the advent of the tourism season is just around the corner. So there's going to have to be a balancing act there, a very delicate one.
Russian tourists account for the second largest number of vacationers to Turkey. Last year's embargo devastated the country's lucrative tourism industry, with the number of Russian visitors dropping by nearly 3 million. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations Children's Fund says there has been a surge in the number of children being used as suicide bombers by Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Data gathered by the UN Children's Fund shows children were used as suicide bombers in 27 attacks in the first quarter of 2017. That is three times more than during the same period last year and nearly the same number as the whole of 2016. The militant Islamist group Boko Haram has been forcing children to blow themselves up in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon since 2014. As the Islamist group finds itself on the run, it reportedly is resorting increasingly to this tactic to spread terror among civilian populations of the Lake Chad region. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Donald Trump said the U.S. is not going to become further involved in Syria. Trump spoke in an interview with Fox Business News that aired Wednesday. After seeing images of dying children in the chemical attack on the Syrian town of Khan Shaykhun, Trump said he decided a military response was necessary. Trump warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is very bad for Russia. I'm Ji Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.